Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Job.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Job.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing me, prove your facts, I go now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC, nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hasn't been forgotten, I do.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It was a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. And the way you do that, again, is get your information together. Really that simple, right? All right, MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell has made it, you know, very available, very easy, I would say, for us to be able to make a few bucks. Yeah, you heard me. For us to be able to make a few bucks online. Because right now, you know, the Twitters or the X's or whatever, I don't even know what they're calling that thing anymore. Are you sending an X'er or are you sending a Twitter? I don't get it. Anyway, so what you want to do is you just want to make sure that as you get involved with guys like me or other shows or what have you, make sure they're on the same page as you, right? Many of us have been kept from making money online, like I said, whether it's Twitter or Facebook or what have you. But Mike has said, look, people can get a great product, right? I guarantee the product. You keep people here working, right? And you keep your money, you're giving your money to somebody who actually supports the same kind of issues that you do, who will actually spend the money and show that he's willing to spend the money to make it happen. All right? So let's support him. Let's support me. I'm good with that, too. And you go to MyPillow.com, promo code Joe. You'll save anywhere from 30 to 70% off of the products there, right? And I told you, they have what? Pillows, pillowcases. They have comforters. They have mattresses, mattress covers, all kinds of stuff. All right? And the bottom line with it, again, is you keep the money here. Promo code Joe, go to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, use promo code Joe, you'll save anywhere from 30 to 70% off. And you know what? You'll help us. You'll help all of us. Anyway. Well, following the whole, no one is above the law. Well, kind of, sort of. You're seeing more and more left-wing academics are sending open letters to Joe Biden, urging him to ignore the Supreme Court rulings, right? Only uphold the ones you like. Two left-wing professors, one of law and another of political science, have written an open letter to Joe Biden urging him to ignore the Supreme Court rulings. Imagine the reaction of those same professors if Trump defied the Supreme Court. See, I keep telling you, they don't want a republic. That's why they've been using the word democracy. That's why they're trying to tell you, you know, it really, they don't even want democracy. They want a dictatorship. That's what they want, right? They want you to follow their rules, their edicts. Whoever's the loudest, whoever's the most violent, that's the one you should follow. This is wrong. You know, and again, they're right. If Trump had said this, or somebody wrote these letters to Trump, They try to impeach Trump for letters that somebody else wrote. You know that's true. And isn't this really, is this really, if you love this country, is this really the way to do it? People come here for the rule of law. They move here to get away from exactly this kind of thing in their countries. So why would you want it here? They would be screaming it was an assault on democracy. But when Joe does it, when the Dems do it, when Pelosi does it, it's fine. Can you imagine? Aaron Belkin had written the following open letter to the Biden administration, urging that it endorse and take steps to implement popular constitutionalism as a response to what the president has described as a not a normal Supreme Court. Right? And they're not normal only because these people aren't getting the rulings they want. We urge readers, and the funny thing about it, they're not all 5-4 rulings. You got 6-3, right? We've had a few 9-0, we've had a few 8-1s. We urge readers to let the administration know in their own ways that the reinvigoration and the long and honored tradition of popular constitutionalism is both viable and urgently needed. Popular? Can somebody talk about what is popular constitutionalism? Only the stuff you like? Only the stuff you believe to be true? These professors go on to say, we urge President Biden to restrain MAGA justices immediately by announcing that if and when they issue rulings that are based on gravely mistaken interpretations of the Constitution. And see, I don't know how they could be gravely mistaken. Because if you read the amendments, you read the Constitution, then you go look at the letters to each other. The letters they wrote, the Founding Fathers wrote to each other, there's no misunderstanding. It's very easy. It just doesn't fit their narrative. It's really that simple. It doesn't fit their narrative. And listen, let's not be Pollyannish here. Even after the Constitution was put into place, even after the amendments were put into place, there were still many Americans that weren't happy with the way things went down. Or even the laws, for that matter. But it's funny, we've made it 250-plus years. And who are they to say, you know, that the are they constitutional attorneys? Are they constitutional experts? Anyway, 855-RULE-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yep, get involved, get engaged, give a call. We'll be right back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe Mateed, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate, of course, right? I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I appreciate the time that you spend on the air, with on the air, not just on the air, but, you know, the chat room and other places. And there's a lot of crazy stuff going on out there. And, you know, we have little electronic gremlins here in the studio all the time. Anyway, let's get back to the story. I was talking about how left-wing academics have sent open letters to Joe Biden telling him to totally ignore the Supreme Court because they don't like the rulings. And they're upset that this court is not a normal Supreme Court. Now, I'm sure these guys have done absolutely no research into what Supreme Courts before ours were like. Remember, there was never an intention that there would be a quote-unquote interpretation of the Constitution by the court. The court was never meant to make laws either. Right? This is what I find interesting. If you read the letters from our founding fathers, the only reason for the court was to make sure that laws being made were not unconstitutional. Okay? And a matter of fact, when they got too involved shortly after the country was founded, we even had founding fathers going, whoa, wait a minute. This was not what this Supreme Court was all about or for. So again, just amazing how far these quote-unquote scholars have gotten away with our founding, gotten away from what our founding fathers want. Just amazing. We urge readers to let the administration know, this is what they're saying in the paper, that we want to reinvigorate the long and honored tradition of popular constitutionalism. I don't know what that means. We urge President Biden to restrain MAGA judges immediately by announcing that if and when they issue rulings that are based on gravely mistaken interpretation, such a love that. In other words, they should reword that to say, and when they issue rulings that are totally against what we believe to be the truth, that you blow them off. We have worked diligently over the past 5 years to advocate Supreme Court expansions as a necessary strategy for restoring democracy, although we continue to support expansion. The threat that MAGA justices pose is so extreme that reforms don't require congressional approval and needed at the time. So they want you to, they don't want you to go to Congress. And this is what's happened. You've had, you have the three branches that nobody really even knows what they're for anymore. That they don't pay attention to. They don't understand how it works. And matter of fact, even the Republicans in Congress, you have control of the purse strings. Tighten them up. Cut the funding to some of these, cut the money. Forget the funding. Cut the money to some of these programs, to some of these agencies. The central tenet of the solution that we recommend, they say, is popular constitutionalism. That the courts do not exercise exclusive authority over the constitutional meaning. In practice, the president who disagrees with a court's interpretation of the Constitution should offer and then follow on a... Really? Where is that? Where does it say, right? Again, they're mixing the different branches because they don't believe in the Constitution. That's the problem. They're mixing the different branches. The judicial branch is solidly different from the executive branch on purpose. Our founding fathers were very specific as they want why they want the things the way they wanted them. Right? This guy is saying, or this professor is saying, no, we can't have that. Because we don't like the way they're coming up with their rulings. So the president should be able to do what he wants to do. Now, this is really funny, right? The thing behind this is you want to go ahead with this? Remember, we may have the White House again. And if that happens, then what are you going to do? So the president's going to go, well, geez, I don't like your Supreme Court. I don't like the fact that you won't let me finish building the wall. Pound sand, we're going to build a wall anyway. Right? He goes on to say that the president should say, I shall resist any illegal federal court order. How can a court order be illegal? I mean, in and of itself. When a court's interpretation of the Constitution is egregious and wrong, the president should refuse to follow it. But isn't that what the court's for? I mean, isn't that their constitutional power is to decide that? I mean, seriously, think about it. Anyway, according to the writer, said these two comments were made roughly 60 years apart. The first is from segregationist Alabama government George Wallace, a Democrat. The second was made by two liberal professors this month. Right? I mean, George Wallace, we knew what he stood for. We knew what he was doing was wrong. And one of the most chilling developments in our history, right? The left has come to embrace the authoritarian language and logic of segregationists and calling for defiance and radical measures against the Supreme Court. I mean, this is, but you got to understand something. If you really research Democrat history, this is nothing new. They have constantly been in defiance of the Constitution. They've never liked the rule of law when it comes to, you know, well, even slavery. They were not interested in listening to what the law was, even afterward, even after we won, or the North won, or the freedom was won. It's just amazing, right? And then you got AOC and other Democrats. They've been calling the Supreme Court illegitimate for months. And they all do this. You know, they're all under the same mont. I don't know. What do you want to say? The same curse? I mean, seriously. But I love the fact that they're okay. If they don't like it, it's okay to ignore the law. Right? I'm just saying. They seem to have no problem with it. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Here we go. I'll get the conspiracy people going nuts right now. Really. LeBron James' son, I think you guys heard. He has a heart attack, basically, while playing basketball, I think it was. I wonder if he got a shot. But it's not just him. We're seeing more and more of this with young people who got the vaccine. Explain that to me. Come see your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Spending cuts coming out of Congress are not big enough
for some members.
Conservative House Republicans are advocating for spending cuts that go beyond the levels agreed upon in the debt ceiling bill brokered by Speaker Kevin McCarthy and the White House. One of those, Virginia Republican Bob Good.
We would go back to pre-COVID level spending for non-defense discretionary, and we're calling on Republicans to do that very thing.
The demands from the right may heighten the chances of a government shutdown, as Congress is required to pass several appropriations bills by September 30th.
Correspondent John Schaefer. Wall Street's closing higher as investors weigh the latest earnings reports Tuesday. Stocks rose with the Dow Jones Industrial Average notching its 12th straight day of gains. UPS shares fell nearly 2% after the tentative deal avoiding a Teamsters union strike. Meanwhile, the Fed meeting on interest rates this week. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Go to see your host. Always a pleasure to have you. 855-ROSHOW, 855-732. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be, you know, part of the solution. I say that all the time. You know I mean it. And I mean it in such a bad, look at, you have to know what's going on, right? You have to have a clue as to what's happening in order to be able to fight it or speak to it. And if you don't want to speak to it, fine. But really, seriously, many of you will send me an email or talk to me about certain issues. And you really haven't done your homework either. And as I always like to say, let's not be them, okay? Really, in all sincerity, let's just not be them. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, and truly be part of the solution. All right, so the Democrats, it's a little long, but it's okay. Democrats are always the ones calling for violence. They blame it on us. But the reason I always joke that the reason they want control, total control of the interweb is because they want to get rid of things that make them look like the fools that they actually are. Take a listen. Tell me if this makes any sense to you. And we're going to, listen, just in case you try to throw up in your mouth, we're going to start off with Nancy Pelosi.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country, and maybe there will be.
People need to start taking to the streets. This is a dictator.
You know, there needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there is unrest in our lives.
Enemies of the state.
Show me where it says...
I mean, these are people that you know, right? These are the Nancy Pelosi's of the world. Again... elected officials all across the country, Democrats, calling for violence, specifically calling for violence. But yet, we're the violent ones.
State.
Show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
When they go low, we kick.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
Biggest terror threat in this country
is white men, most of them radicalized right, up to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. I said, even if you lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? I said, I think you should have punched him in the face and then gotten out of the race. Mm-hmm. You would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. I said, if we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face!
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump, and that's a fact.
Look, as his character is stabbed to death.
Where is John Wilkes Booth when you need him?
I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
A Missouri state senator is under investigation by the Secret Service after saying she hopes President Trump is assassinated.
I will go and take Trump out tonight.
And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store,
and most of these people, most of these elected officials, right? They're pieces of crud themselves. They've lied to the constituents around them. This is Maxine Waters. Doesn't even live in her district. Lives in a million-dollar home while the rest of her people are out in the streets. She does absolutely nothing for her community. She hasn't put any bills forward. I think she put maybe two or three bills forward with her name on them. One of them was to rename a post office. Wow. And yet, we're supposed to believe, you're supposed to believe that they're in it for you. But this is them. You can't put a reel like this together with Republicans. This is them calling for violence, physical violence.
Gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere.
And sadly, the domestic enemies to our voting system and our honoring our Constitution are right at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
They're not going to stop before Election Day in November, and they're not going to stop after Election Day. And that should be, everyone should take note of that on both levels, that this isn't, they're not going to let up, and they should not.
If you think we're rallying now, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Yeah, that's the America they want, right? They want you to commit violence, or they want violence, if you would, because they see that's the only way to win. You know, I've jokingly said before, but I got to tell you, to a degree, I mean it. How do you? The only way to do this is to fight violence with violence. And again, I say to you, it's what they want. It's not necessarily what we want. There's so many other things. There is so many other ways to handle this. But if you just heard this that I've laid out in the last couple of segments, they don't want to follow the law. No one is above the law, right? Except for them. They're above the law. Think about it. Think about what you heard in that letter from the professors to the White House. And how many times did we hear from the Democrats? From not just Joe Biden, we heard from Nancy Pelosi. We heard it from Barack Obama. We heard how they didn't have the right to do something. And yet they did it anyway. I don't get it. I don't get any of this. All right, take a breath. Okay, and more of what they're allowing to happen. This is from the libs of TikTok. And again, when you look at some of this stuff, you look at what they're asking you to do. You look at what these poor kids, I don't have any other name for it, because really, they have berated into believing that this stuff is real and true. And it's just amazing to me. Take a listen. Here's a trans species person? I mean, I think she has wing dysphoria. Yeah, you heard me.
Hi, my name is King, and I'm a non-human alter in a DID system, and I'm making a Discord server for people who experience wing dysphoria. It's, of course, open to systems with non-human headmates, and it is also open to, I think they're called wingkin, literally anybody who experiences wing dysphoria. Hope to see you there. Other folks who experience wing dysphoria and who get the phantom wings,
I know we are all familiar with the feeling of needing to stretch our wings and not being able to, but is it as common of an experience to feel like you have water on your wings, like feel like your wings got wet and you need to, like, fluff them up and shake the water out?
Can't say I ever suffered from that. Can't say I ever had that happen to me. But these are the people, remember, I used to do a segment around stuff like this, say, and they vote. These people vote. I know, and others would say, no, people like that don't vote. No, they do. They may not vote all the time. But if they think you're going to take the ability away from them to maybe get fake wings or something, they would vote against you. No question about it. And the left promotes this kind of idiocy. I don't even. You can't call this ideological anymore. It's dangerous. It's bad for them. We're encouraged. I mean, the fools. Not, I shouldn't say we. I don't mean we. They, on the left, are encouraging this kind of behavior. To what end? I mean, do they really feel that these people are going to ultimately vote for them? Ultimately be their buddies or whatever they're thinking is going to happen here? 855-REAL-JOE. I mean, seriously, 855-732-5563. I don't know any other way to say it. But you guys, you can't let this keep happening. And you Democrats who just hate Republicans because you hate Republicans, don't do this. Don't let these kids suffer because you just don't like the ideology of the right. Find a way, at least on this kind of thing, find a way to get together and make a difference. Yeah, I'll play a little portion of this TikToker, right, on gendering your body. Yeah, good luck.
My ideal gender affirming care as like a trans non-binary person is kind of fucking weird. And the thing is that I love it. And I would love to get a single mastectomy. Yes, I want one boob. I want one boob and one no boob. And then I want to, like, wear some, like, strange clothes that I made myself that'll, like, cover the boob part and then just let my other non-boob.
I can't even play the whole thing. I'd probably throw up. But this person is considered normal. Today, this person is we need to get people like this help. Right? Think about it. Where were this person's parents? What is going on? Joe Buscini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tahi Boutique Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
It has been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Bettini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation, right? I mean, seriously. You really need to make sure that you got the information you need before you go to the wall with somebody. Anyway, all right, let's have some fun here. Researchers are crying fascism after students mock their identity survey, right? So the researchers, I mean, these must be educated people. Do they not know what fascism is? So a team of woke researchers at Oregon State University are crying fascism after they appeared to break mentally when students mock their identity. Really? They put out an identity survey with responses like ethnic gift card and attack helicopter. I would have done the same thing as a kid. I would have been looking at this going, what the heck is this? This makes no sense. And I would have had fun with this kind of stuff, right? The now they say the researchers are now in distress. They're requiring mental health here. This is hilarious. I mean, look at it. Any of you parents listening to me right now? Go ahead and make these people nuts. I can't believe that it's that simple. The aggravated academics cried out that the fascist ideologies are living inside the house of engineering and computer science. According to the to a report citing researchers' findings in the Bulletin of Applied Transgender Studies, so another college course, they were shocked when they were inundated with mockery and sarcasm after they attempted to research the nature of undergraduate LGBT community within the STEM fields. At least 50 of the 349 responses they received had slurs, hate speech, or direct targeting of the research team. Students who sent these were deemed malicious respondents. The woke researchers, they harnessed their hurt feelings to change their study and look at how these responses relate to engineering culture by framing them within a larger social context. Namely, online fascism. Don't you love that, though? Seriously. Right? These people are forcing them to do certain things, and because they didn't answer the questions properly, that's fascism? I mean, seriously. The work detailed how when they were asked to submit a demographic information, 12 respondents, or 24%, indicated their gender as being related to a helicopter or aircraft, including, well, We just heard somebody who wanted to identify as having wings. Maybe if she jumped off a building, she'd find out she doesn't. Including an Apache attack helicopter or a V-22 Osprey. When asked what disabilities they suffer from, malicious students responded by saying, this is them calling them malicious students, not me. They responded by saying, my country is run by communists. And that the transgenderism is a disability because of the inability to come to terms with biological reality. Now, look at, I would say that second part of that, well, actually, maybe the first part too, right? My country is run by communists. But it's called gender dysphoria for a reason. It's a mental condition. It's a condition that requires help and can be fixed without surgery and without hormone medication. So I don't understand what the problem is there. One person writes, I'm an ethnic gift card. One student said, I don't have enough gift cards. Some respondents trashed the very notion of a survey. Sure. One kid writes, my skin color is not important. Great. Applaud him. Give him a gift card. Come on, man. These questions are stupid, wrote one person. Everyone is a grab bag of genetics from all over the world. You know, it's really funny. I've talked to some young people at the high school level. And, you know, kids that were willing to open up to me. And I had a, more so than not, I've had them say, you know, the adults seem to care about this more than we do. These are not issues for us. It's issues for the adults. If they just leave us alone and let us do what we do, it would be fine. We wouldn't be having half the problem, nor would we be blowing the money we blow in education for some of this crazy stuff. The research team was clearly hurt by the responses. And they reported having their moral and mental health profoundly impacted with the report. Now, these are researchers. These are adults. They got hurt. I love this. I'm sorry, but I do. I love this. Because they were hurt by the responses of the people who filled in the forms. Come on. Are you serious? What do you think? You think everybody bought into this garbage? You think everybody believes what you believe and you're hurt if they don't? Am I supposed to be depressed? Morally down? Is my mental health physically or mentally impacted because people, I've got friends that don't believe in God, that don't believe in what I believe. They think I'm kind of like a nut job because I believe in this thing that doesn't exist in the sky. It doesn't bother me at all. I don't care. Because like a good Christian conservative and an American citizen, you can believe whatever you want to believe. I don't care. I mean, that sounds, it's not that I don't care. I do care. Because of my religious belief, I believe if you know Jesus, you know peace. Right? So I would love it for all my friends to come to know Jesus. But I also know it ain't going to happen. But that doesn't mean I go hide in a corner, I curl up in a ball, I feel like you don't give me any credibility. It's just crazy. One individual was already in therapy for anxiety and depression regarding the answers from the form. And managing the study's data collection caused significant personal distress, said one researcher. Online memes associated with, I like this one, white nationalism. I like it because it's so asinine. That's why I like it. I mean, think about this. They let words devastate them. Devastate them. I mean, what kind of sense, truly, honestly, what kind of sense does that make? How can you get devastated over words that people use that you know these kids were jerking around for all intents and purposes? I know some people don't like when I use that word, but it's true. They were jerking around. They were seeing how they could irritate you. They got under your skin. They won the battle. And you think it's a terrible thing. I think it's hilarious, personally. I don't know how you let them do that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. There were also online memes that were associated with white nationalist and fascist movements. They're present throughout the data alongside memes. See, you want to take them seriously. No, I mean necessarily. I want to take them seriously. If kids were really doing this kind of thing and putting up nasty memes, okay, that's one thing. I don't believe they were. I don't believe they were for 30 seconds because I don't believe what these people say anymore. What they call hate speech, we don't. Many of us don't. We receive it from them on a regular basis. Right? And we don't go curl up in a ball somewhere. We don't go crying to the courts. It's just amazing to me. They're so strong. They're so tough. Well, not really. They think they are. That's why I say to you, if they're ever out now violent moments, what would happen? Seriously, what would happen? A young male who formerly identified as a trans woman who was castrated and became a patient for life as part of the gender-affirming care wants to warn others not to follow in his footsteps. She discussed his story of resilience and learning to accept himself for who he is at length on a local news source. Now, he says he was always, he's not giving out his real name. Right? He checked every box, he said, for what they call a trans adolescent. He was always effeminate. He loved pink. He loved playing with Barbies. If he was ever exposed to gender ideology, he says he probably would have just stayed a feminine boy. And there's nothing wrong with that. He went on to say he felt unloved and effeminate man in society and everything. Effeminate boy actually said, I was never a man. I was just trying to reclaim my manhood. But again, he goes through how short the consulting was, how short he was in the face of a psychologist. And then all of a sudden, after two 20-minute visits, he's given a go-ahead on the, on the surgery, on the blockers. He said he told his parents that he was transgender at 11. Then he said after getting in online at 13, older trans people online instructed him, as well as others, to play the suicide card. You hear that? Play the suicide card. Joe, senior host. God bless, guys. Thanks for hanging in with me. Appreciate so much the time you spend with me here on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. Should I call it Sweden? I forgot it was something else. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. God bless. Be safe. I want you back here tomorrow.